The chairman of the BBC Trust, Lord Paton, has told the Leveson Inquiry into Press Standards that in the past, politicians have been guilty of allowing newspaper owners and editors to have too much influence over them. He was answering questions about the relationship between the media and politicians, both when he was a senior member of the Conservative Party and in the intervening years. He said party leaders in particular had demeaned themselves to the point of grovelling. Our correspondent Peter Hunt is at the Inquiry.
Lord Paton came to talk about his present role, but it was his past incarnations which, from the Inquiry's perspective, probably yielded the most useful testimony. Chris Paton is a former MP, government minister and chairman of the Conservative Party. Asked about the relationship between politicians and the press, the chairman of the BBC Trust said when it became too close, it could leave MPs looking pretty bedraggled or dishevelled. The balance tipped, he went on, when the assumed truth took root that News International determined the outcome of elections.
Major political parties, and particularly their leaders, have often demeaned themselves by the extent to which they've paid court on proprietors and editors. Of course, I'm in favour of talking to editors and journalists, but I'm not in favour of grovelling. And I think that politicians have allowed themselves to be kidded by editors and proprietors, that editors and proprietors determine the fate of politicians.
Like several newspaper editors before him, the man in charge of the trust, which oversees the BBC on behalf of licence fee payers, said the ideal scenario would be to avoid statutory regulation of the press. It was far more preferable, Lord Paton said, if the written media themselves cleaned out the stables. In his evidence, the BBC's Director General, Mark Thompson, said the organisation had conducted a wide-ranging review last year to establish if illegal activities such as phone hacking and payments to police officers had taken place at the corporation. As a result of that inquiry, Mr. Thompson told the hearing, "I have a very high level of confidence in saying that these things didn't happen at the BBC."